Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 248, part 1, Fruitless. Today is Friday, June 15th, 2012.
Oh, happy day.
Message is entitled Fruitless, taken from Matthew 21, 17 through 20. And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany. He lodged there. Now in the morning as he returned into the city, he hungered. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said, unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth and forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? I think this parable is so striking. Also, it is a very singular miracle. It is an acted out parable in which our Lord gives us an object lesson. He presents a truth here before men's eyes, and in this instance, I think the result is a deeper impression upon the mind and the heart. Sometimes when you see something, are you hearing this? How many are hearing this message? Okay. Sometimes when you see something actually happen to a friend, it has a deeper impression on you. Maybe it's a car accident, or maybe it's a motorcycle accident, or maybe it's a drug situation or alcohol situation. For years, people talked to me about alcohol. Oh, well, that would never happen to me. And for years, people talked to me about drugs, and, well, that would never happen to me. But then when you see your friends and you see these object lessons, it has a much deeper impression. And so then let us allow the Holy Spirit to give us an understanding of this parable tonight. Let's learn as much as we can from it. Now foolish men have said, oh, Jesus was just hungry. And he went up to this fig tree, and there was no fruit on it, and he wanted something to eat, and he got mad, and he destroyed it. Don't you ever believe that? Our Lord wanted to teach his disciples concerning the doom of Jerusalem. The reception given him in Jerusalem was full of promise. Oh, they were so noisy and so happy. But you know, a lot of times these noise and these jumping ups and downs, they don't mean a thing. And so it came to nothing. Their loud, happy, waving, cheering, building up of hosannas would soon change to a blood-curdling, frenzied, hate-filled shouts of, "Crucify him!" And so he was about to teach these young preachers a lesson. And I think the lesson is this, that a lot of times when people are quick to praise and cheer you on, they can be just as quick at tearing you down. Sort of a phoniness. Oh, I think you're so great. I think you're so wonderful. And then the least little bit of trouble, and boy, I'll tell you, they turn that whole thing around. Maybe they'll say something like, "Well, I knew it. It was inevitable. Now save yourself." And isn't that happening on TV right now? We're seeing some pretty hideous things. You know, when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Jerusalem in a former time, the prophets had not only spoken, but they had used instructive signs. If you remember in the book of Ezekiel, you will see a record of many signs and symbols which set forth a coming of woe. And we're seeing things happening right now. There is a coming of woe coming on. But these tokens, they excite the curiosity in people. Right now, people are very curious about what's going to happen in the Christian world. The guy asked me the other day, he says, "Paul, preacher Paul, where's it all going to end?" I says, "Well, it'll end like this. You'll die. That'll be the end of it." But it makes the common people come to realize it in a real way, that the judgments of God were at the very gates of a guilty city. The word from Jesus had been wasted. His tears were in vain, just as they are now. And it was now time that the sign should be given, the sign of condemning. Ezekiel had said, "All the trees of the field shall know that I, the Lord, have brought down the high tree and have dried up the green tree." And here again, the Lord gives a sign. He saw, you see, a fig tree by a freak of nature, covered with leaves at a time when in the ordinary course of things it shouldn't have been so. Now, if you've ever been on a farm, sometimes you know freak things happen with vegetables in the vegetable world. And so here Jesus sees an opportunity for a fine object lesson. Maybe someone listening on the radio, maybe you feel like you've been an object lesson. Why does it always have to happen to me? Have you ever felt like that? God's using you as an object lesson? Lord knows I have. Have you ever felt that way? Like, how come me, Lord? And when he found none, he bade this fig tree remain forevermore fruitless. And it says immediately it began to wither. Immediately. Well, you see, why didn't he use it for something else? No, it was an object lesson. I think we're seeing things right now, an object lesson. You guys hearing me tonight? Know what I'm talking about, object lessons? It's when sometimes something happens to a person And it's an object lesson. It's something to show people the dangers of this and the dangers of that. And right now we're looking at the dangers of the time. You hearing this? Are you hearing this on the radio? And so this tree, I said, represented the Jewish state, a nation that had promised great things to God. While then all the other nations were like trees without leaves, making no allegiance to God whatsoever. So we have here the Jewish nation was covered with leafage of abundant religious profession. But that's all it was. A lot of talk and no action. You ever seen somebody that's a lot of talk and no action? You ever seen somebody that talks a lot and it comes right down to the nitty-gritty? Hey, you ever seen that? He does a lot of loudmouthing and a lot of talking, but it comes right down to fisticuffs. Man, this guy is gone. When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty of it, and that happens a lot in the service, someone will do all this loudmouthing and all this talking, and then there'll be some little guy, some little pipsqueak down there with a little Superman shirt on, you know, weighing about 98 pounds and specs on, and he'll be the one that stays. How many are hearing this? Maybe we have a lot of people like that right here in Minneapolis. But anyway, they boasted of their worship to the Lord. And their constant cry was, the temple of the Lord. We have Abraham our father was always on their lips. And they were like that fig tree full of leaf, but no fruit on it. For the people were neither holy, nor just, nor true, nor faithful towards God, nor loving towards their neighbor. You're not seeing a whole lot of love nowadays, are we? How many in here right now love me? I don't know. I really don't care. Maybe while I'm up here, maybe I'm some kind of a joke. But glory to God, I'm up here. Maybe some of you on the radio would like to come down and take my place down here running this mission with 35,000 hungry souls coming in here all the time to eat. Maybe you'd like to take on that task. Then it wouldn't be so funny, would it? But then again, maybe I'm that object lesson. That one that having done all, stands and waits upon the Lord. Maybe you don't look too good, but I'll tell you something. You might be doing some good. Maybe you're not all leaves. Maybe you got some fruit. See, there's a lot of times you'll see people that are real leafy, but they don't have the fruit to boot. They haven't got the stand in, and they haven't got the stick, and they don't have the guts. They don't have that patience, and they don't have that drive, and they don't have that stand, see? Sometimes maybe they get serious about what they're doing. They act serious about it and say, oh, God, help me in this mess. Maybe you're a big joke. Maybe you're in a mission yourself out there on the mission field. Maybe you feel like you're a joke because they send you about $200 a month to make it on. You got six kids over in some faraway country, and then they put a little pin on the map. Here's where our missionary is. Well, you ought to add to it. He's starving over there. How many hearing this? Now, were these people loving towards their neighbor? Now, their church was a massive, glittering profession, but it had no spiritual life. So the Lord went to their house of prayer and found them to be thieves. And he condemned their church as lifeless. And I'll tell you right now, there are a lot of lifeless churches. And he condemned their church as fruitless, as a very powerless thing. They were open, but they were dead. Are you hearing this? That's just like us walking around. We can be walking around, and we can look all right, but inside, we're dead. We can say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hi, brother. Hi, sister. I love you so. and be dead. Or we can be real and we can be realistic and we can be where the tire hits the road. And we can be that kind of person that can be depended on. We're not always smiling and we're not always saying religious things. But God knows the ones that have fruit. Venture to say that you young people sitting here right tonight have fruit. Or you wouldn't even be down here. There's something that you're looking for in your life. Well, I'm 54 years old. I'm still looking for something in my life. And I venture to say, you're looking for something in your life. You know what that is? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you probably heard this, and maybe a lot of times people think, well, that's just corny. I don't want to hear that. Don't say, praise the Lord. Don't say those things. There is a space and there is a void within each person where Jesus Christ comes in. You know what I mean? And He gives you that drive, and He gives you that purpose, and He gives you that plan, and you start bearing fruit. That's about where you're at right now, to start bearing fruit. Praise the Lord. Maybe you'll be up on stage up here somewhere. Maybe, are you a musical group? All right. Maybe you'll be on stage someplace and you'll have to bear fruit in a real hard time. Maybe you'll look out there and everything you play will come back and bounce and slap you up alongside of the head. But I'll tell you something, if you stand right there and you minister Jesus Christ and you minister the gospel of Jesus Christ and stay right there with it, you're going to have a reaction. You're going to bear fruit. Isn't that what you want? Isn't that what you're coming for? Isn't that what you're out there playing for? To bear fruit? See, if we don't do that, we'll be like a lot of prominent churches with no love, no faith, no work, no grace. A vain show. Standing there like dead trees with large branches. You know, when you go along a river and you see these trees and they got these great big hollow branches. And they're rotten on the inside. Maybe that's like the church that goes through the motions. Well, what good is it without the Spirit? What good is it without the Spirit of prayer, without the Spirit of faith? Without the Spirit of grace and without the Spirit of consecration. Without that vital union with Jesus Christ. You want to feel Jesus in your life? Well, then you got to get into harness. You got to get busy. You got to start doing the works. You got to start questioning yourself, what's Jesus going to say when He comes and say, where were you when? But how many trees stand now hollow on the inside, rotting inwardly? Dead from the root and no fruit. Standing in sort of a mockery, a delusion. Well, guys, when you get out there, before you even start to play, get down on your hands and knees and say, oh, God, fill us with the Spirit. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be perfect. I'm not saying your whole day is going to be perfect and you are goody-goody two-shoes. Just be honest about it. When you get up there and you start to play, you say, God, fill us with your Spirit. And that's really the mystery of the whole thing. God to fill you with His Spirit. You're never going to be perfect. But God will, if you'll ask Him, fill you with His Spirit. You'll feel it over that whole audience. I don't care if you sing off key or hit the wrong chords. God will bless you. Say amen, somebody. It isn't how perfect that you are, you see. It's that you call upon the name of the Lord. There's so much phoniness going on, I don't believe it. I think a lot of times when there's people out there and they know they aren't perfect and they're calling on the Lord for the Lord to fill them so that they're anointed, that's when the anointing happens. It's when we're not trying to act out a part, but that we just do our part. And so tonight, let's each one of us search our hearts to see if our profession is all talk and no action. First, let's look at the forward but fruitless profession. And secondly, let's allow Jesus to inspect it. And thirdly, the result of His inspection. So first, the forward but fruitless profession. I think I should say this, that these people are not rare. And they seem to be way ahead of others. You ever been around somebody that looks so spiritual you're almost afraid to approach them? You know what I mean? With a bowl haircut and a Bible? How many hearing this? And it seems like, boy, they got it down. And their promise was so loud and so impressive. And they looked like such fruitful trees. You expect many baskets of fruit off of such people. And they impress you with all of their talk. They overpower us with their manners and we envy them. And, oh, why can't I be like that? And you know what you're looking at most times is a hypocrite. I'm sure you all know such people who seem to be everything but then turn out to be nothing. See, the gospel has come to such a person in word only. He's a stranger to the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing this? Many leaves, but no fruit. And so such people, then, the Bible points out here, defy seasons. Bible says it was not time for the figs yet, and it was full of leaves, which means it should have a lot of fruit. Now, early in the year, you can see these little knobs come on. I was just driving down here, and I noticed that because I like trees and I like stuff like this. See? And I was driving down the alley down there by Morgan, and all of a sudden my eye caught, and I seen these little buds. Have you noticed any little buds coming out? Have you? No. Well, I did. Just right down here. I don't know if the north side is blessed or it's weird or what, but this is the first place I ever seen them. I thought, God is blessed, and now I have a little garden out here too. And I'll be watching that thing. Already I'm seeing little green things popping up out of the ground. See? Well, that shows me something. And you people being here tonight and sitting in here in this church with a weirdo like me shows me something. See? And you're here to learn. And, you know, you can learn from an old dude like me, see? Yeah, I mean, there's certain things. And I can learn from you, too, see? Now, I wish I had some of your hair, for one thing. No, there's no sense in the man having that much hair. And so you've learned something about me. I can get jealous of your hair. I think a lot of times we don't communicate with one another. Don't you know what I mean? And we kind of like put on an air, and we kind of like put on this and put on that, and we don't get it into it. I think a lot of times you got to bring humor into things. And you got to get to know the people. I would hope that we would get to know each other. I would hope that we would get to share with one another. Now, I think you came one morning real early, okay? I couldn't talk to you because I had a lot of things to do. But after you left, I thought, well, maybe we should have taken about 4 or 5 minutes just to get to know each other. I think we ought to do that. I think probably, you know, there could be a great work going on down here in the north side. I'm looking for people. I'm looking for people that want to be dedicated to do something down here. We're dealing with some pretty impossible situations. But then again, nothing is impossible for the Lord. He saved me. Saved you. How many in this row here are born again? Are you all born again? Well, maybe your parents at one time thought impossible. Are your parents born again? No. I suppose if you were to say praise the Lord to them, they would just, what would happen? The kid's into some kind of weird thing? Okay. But anyway, the leaves come later. And so right away, you're kind of ugly to begin with. And you start bearing this fruit right away. You're not leafy. You don't look too great to begin with, see. And so it says this tree put forth leaves abundantly before season. And so it looked good. A sort of a freak of nature. Not a healthy result of true growth. And I think this is the same with a lot of the spiritual world. Got people that are so zealous and nothing affects them, and they are, it seems like they are too vigorous to be affected by their surroundings. And they're covered, just literally covered by virtues like this fig tree with leaves. What's wrong? What's wrong is that they overleap the ordinary rule of growth. They profess before they have any fruit to justify it. Don't be too much in a hurry for your growth. I think a slower growth is fine. How many know that? You can pretend to have a fast growth, but you know in your own mind it isn't all that fast. You go 2 steps ahead and 14 back. Then you go 14 in the head and you go 23 back. You want to know something? God keeps track of all those good steps that you take ahead. He does not keep track of your sins and the steps you take backwards. Oh, Pastor Paul, you're telling young people, you're telling the radio audience that they can go out and sin all they want to. And what? No. Going back is hard. Faltering and falling is hard because you got the Holy. See, this is what people got to realize, that the Holy Spirit is the one that's causing your growth. Have you found that to be true? The first week you were saved, oh man, you were moving ahead, and then people wanted to move you up, you know, and they, man, you're just moving ahead. Okay, shove them up there. Then you fell. Either in your mind somehow or actually did fall, and then, oh, I don't know, and I just, no, God can't use me anymore. You know what? That's not true. Because you know why? He took careful look at those 2 steps ahead and didn't count those 14 backwards. And you know what? Sooner or later, you catch up with yourself. Know what I mean? Pretty soon, you start to catch up and you get firmly planted in spiritual terra firma. And you really start to grow. Then you think you're really going ahead, and if you get too prideful, I don't care how long you've been in the Lord. You just start walking around just about this tall again. Lord, Lord, see just a little teeny wimpy looking little guy down here again. You know, if you say you're sorry and you say, Lord, forgive me, it puts you right back up there in the second year of college again. You're going to have those times. Don't be in such a hurry to be a spiritual giant. Because we must have figs before we have the leaves. Acts before declarations. Faith before baptisms. A union with Jesus Christ before a union with the church. You cannot leap the process of nature. Neither may you omit the processes of grace, or you may all be all leaf and no fruit, a curse with no cure.
There you have it. That was part one, episode 248, Fruitless. Be sure to join us on Sunday for the conclusion. Have a great weekend. God bless you.
I was born to make you happy. I think it's just my style. Everywhere I go, telling everyone I know, baby, I love to see you smile. Don't want to take a trip to China. Don't want to sail up the Nile. Wouldn't want to get too far from where you are. 'Cause I love to see you smile. Like a sink without a faucet, like a watch without a dime. What would I do if I didn't have you? I'd love to see you smile. In the summer, in the springtime, the winter or the fall,
The only place I wanna be is where I can see you smile at me. In a world that's full of trouble, make it all worthwhile. What would I do if I didn't have you? Just love to see you smile. I love to see you smile.
I love to see you smile.